Speaker is Kaya from San Diego. Hi, my name is Kaya and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you so much for asking me to speak here tonight. I remember the first time I came to this meeting, I was super intimidated because it's like super packed and standing room only. And, you know, my uncle said that we speak three times before we speak. We think about what we're going to say, what we actually say when we get up there, and then when we sit down, we think of all the things that we should have said. So excuse my nervousness, but I'm just going to talk about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. For me, I was born in an alcoholic family. My mom and my dad were both alcoholics. I grew up too fast. You know, my mom was the Goldilocks of rehab. You know, this rehab's too hard, this rehab's too soft. And, you know, it just really took me for a loop. I had to grow up fast, and I really had to take care of my brother. And so I started drinking at a young age, about 12 or 13 years old I started drinking. And, you know, my drinking career just took off from there. My first time that I drank, I lost control. I could not stop once I started. And I've learned through Alcoholics Anonymous is that's what makes us an alcoholic, is that we can't stop once we start. 10, 15 years of my drinking through a lot of pitiful, incomprehensible demoralization, I landed myself in Las Colinas. I don't know if any of you guys have been there, but it was for my second DUI, and I injured somebody, and I almost killed that person, and there was two minors in the car, and I was looking at some serious time, and I was looking at 3 to 7 years. And that was the first time that I ever got down on my knees and prayed. Before, I had prayed for, please, God, don't let me get a DUI. You know, please, God, don't let this happen to me. Please, God, let me find a $100 bill. You know, it was really only for my own benefit. And this time, when I was in jail, I got down on my knees and I said, please, God, help me. You know, I spent my 30th birthday in jail, and I wanted something to change. And it really just opened my eyes that drinking and using had been a part of my story my whole life. I'm not going to share too much of what it was like, but I was a bottle of vodka a day kind of girl, and if that, if not more. And that led me to go to jail, and then I went to Crossroads. And Crossroads has great recovery. There I was able to build my foundation, and I was able to build a fellowship of girls that all, we all wanted to make it, you know. And today, out of maybe 6 or 7 of us girls that graduated, I am the only one that stayed sober. And I remember them saying, you know, 4 out of 5 girls are going to go back out, and I'm the one that hasn't yet. And through working this program and through working my steps, I've seen a miraculous change in me that I never thought. I just celebrated 2 years on June 3rd. I'm 2. And so I told my sponsor she better up her phone plan because I heard the terrible 2s. And, you know, I've really just put my ass in the middle of the herd. You know, service is number one to me. My home group is DO. I'm the after-hours phone coordinator there. And thank you, Kendall, for your service. That's not an easy commitment. But it kept me getting to know people that I didn't know. And it kept me connected and reaching my hand out to the newcomer, to somebody who has 25 years. I remember seeing someone take 30 years, and I was like, wow, that's as long as I've been alive, you know? And I just, that was something crazy to me, you know, that just one day at a time that I could stay sober for that long. And, you know, through service and through working the steps, I have the gift of being able to sponsor other girls today. And that alone in itself is the biggest gift. You know, that just gave me chills. I always know that I'm right where I need to be when I'm in an AA meeting and I get chills. You know, every time I call my sponsor and I have, like, my breakdown, she goes, open your book to page 417 and let's read about acceptance. And that has really helped me, that nothing happens in God's world by mistake. That we, I thought that being alcoholic or addict was the worst thing that could ever happen to me. And today, it has been the best thing that has ever happened to me. Because I'm able to learn about myself. And I was able to have a spiritual awakening. I was able to awaken my spirit. And thank you. And I was able to really go, wow, you know, there is something bigger than me. You know, when I was in jail, this girl, she read this poem to me called God's Hotel. And it basically talked about, you were running so fast, my child, and you couldn't see where your life was going. And I brought you here to work on you and to speak to you. And it just really broke me down in tears. And she was translating it from Spanish to English. And it just broke me down that I was in God's hotel, that I was right where I was supposed to be in those moments. And, you know, I'm super grateful for getting the last DUI that I had. Because without that, I would have never be where I am today. You know, we have to get in a lot of pain to make changes. And that is so true. That is my story. And I never thought that I would have 2 years sober. And I would never thought that I would be a sponsor or that I'd have anything to offer anybody. I remember the first girl I started sponsoring. I was like, this is my number. She's a newcomer. I'm like, this is my number. I don't have a lot to offer. I only have 21 months. And she said, I have 20 days. And I was like, wow, maybe I do have something to offer. Because 21 months to someone that has 20 days is so crazy. And when I met my sponsor, she had 12 years. And I was just like, wow, like 12 years, that's forever. Like, how did you do that, you know? And just one day at a time, you know, just putting one foot in front of the other and reaching my hand out to another alcoholic, you know? I've really got to learn so much about myself today that we are all alike, you know? The first word in the first step is we. And that, to me, is so powerful. I have chills again. That we are not alone, you know? That we have all been through shit. And we have all had bottoms, high, low, whatever. But it brings us together. You know, what happened to me might help somebody. You know, I was super nervous to speak at this meeting, and now I felt like this is exactly where I was supposed to be in this moment today. And that's crazy to me, you know, that God has a plan for me. You know, and that connection with my higher power has been number one. My number one thing that every night when I lay my head on my pillow, I just say, thank you, God, for keeping me sober. You know, at first my prayers were like these long Dear Santa wish lists. Like, so dear God, I would like this and this and this. And then I realized that none of that matters. You know, that thy will, not mine, be done. And that is all I can pray for. You know, that if it's God's will that this person gets sober, and if it's God's will that this job, that I might get this job. And that is my number one thing. You know, I could have never picked the people that have come into my life today. You know, when it says we are people that normally would not mix, I would have never imagined the people that are in my life today to be people that are in my life. Because when I was out in my drinking, all I had was fair weather friends, you know, and I thought I was hot shit, you know. I thought I had my shit going on, and I didn't, you know. People were like, oh, you're so cute, but I was like a baby raptor, you know. I was like, oh, you're so cute, you know, and I was just super crazy, you know, and I never realized until I listened. The first meeting that I actually listened was in an H&I panel. And there is no coincidence is in sobriety. When I got out after going to that meeting in an H&I panel, I realized that one of the girls that was on my panel is now my sponsee sister. And that was so crazy to me. And I never really realized that every single thing, there is no coincidences. And that was crazy to me. I'm like, oh, DO's my home group. I used to come to this recreation center when I was a little kid. And it's just like, wow, like all these things are unfolding. And I went to a speaker meeting, and she said it's like victory laps that we do. You know, we cause so much wreckage in our past. And when you get to go back and you get to be sober and you get to make amends and you get to be the best version of yourself, it's like doing a victory lap. And that was so crazy to me to just be able to accept that, you know, that nothing happens in God's world by mistake. And I am so grateful to be here. Welcome to all the newcomers. This is a new way of life. You do not have to drink again, no matter what. I am part of the No Matter What Club. And the first thing I really heard in a meeting when I was listening is, the best thing about being sober is you're going to feel, and you're going to feel everything. And I was like, ew, that sounds horrible. Nobody wants to feel everything. But to me today, I get to feel everything, the good, the bad, the indifferent. I get to make it through these moments in my life that I'm building. I built this foundation. And my DUI counselor, I just completed 18 months DUI program. And I'm going to be getting my license back later this month. Watch out, y'all, and be back on the road. But it was this, it's a coin, and it's a calm picture of a storm. And it says, serenity isn't freedom from the storm. It's peace within the storm. And that was so special to me because I have built a foundation that whatever comes my way, that I can handle it. And today, I'm just so grateful. Thank you to everybody in AA for being part of my recovery. Thank you to my sponsor, my sponsees, all the people that love and support me. And thank you so much for asking me to speak. This was amazing.